Welcome to the Soulfully Spiritual Podcast, where we talk about life, love, work, relationships, and all the things with a spiritual twist. I'm your host, Deanna, and I look forward to bringing you into my soulfully spiritual world in a way that makes you feel right at home. So grab your coffee, your tea, and get cozy. Hello, hello, hello. It's Deanna, and welcome back to day three of Chakra Week, where we are talking all things solar plexus. So the solar plexus, it's our third chakra. It's a chakra of matter and is located right in the center of our chest area. So this chakra is also known as the power chakra. And when it's well balanced, it supports confidence, personal warmth, and self-discipline and self-esteem. And the solar plexus chakra also projects personality out into the world, drives our movement and action. So very important chakra. Signs of an imbalanced solar plexus. So low self-esteem, inability to make decisions, anger, anxiety, dissatisfaction, and restlessness. Now, if you've been participating so far, you probably know how this goes. So I will brief you, give some fun facts about the chakra, suggest two activities. You can pick one out of the two, or if you're an overachiever, go for both. And we'll talk about crystals and aromatherapy and a few other fun things about the chakra. Now, I am going live over in my Facebook group every day to go in depth on each chakra, offer some meditation tips, and also answer any questions you have about working with your chakras. So hop on over to the Facebook group by searching Soulfully Spiritual under groups, or click the link in the show notes and join us. We'd love to have you. And no matter when you're listening to this podcast, these videos and these trainings will live forever inside that group. So feel free to join, even if you are watching this while we're not actually running Chakra Week live. If it was up to me, every week would be Chakra Week because, you know, chakras are my jam. But, okay, so the two balancing suggestions for the solar plexus. So suggestion one is to make it a point to eat healthy, nourishing meals and snacks for a whole day. So think lots of water, greens, and fruits. And so if you would like help creating a chakra healthy meal plan, go ahead and reach out to me. Email me at hello@soulfullyspiritual.com, because part of what I do as a service is help people develop eating plans so they can eat for the chakras in the most beneficial way. The second activity: spend some time doing something restful and relaxing, like reading outside or taking a midday nap. The chakra, this third chakra, our solar plexus, is the power chakra. And how does someone maintain power? You have to rest, you have to rejuvenate, and you have to relax. So pick one of those. I'd love to know how it goes for you. So hop over in the group and let us know. So now I'm going to go through a quick self-assessment. I'm going to ask you four questions. If you answer yes to one or more of these questions, this chakra could use some supportive action. Question number one: are you excessively asserting yourself over others? Question two: do you sometimes manipulate others or misuse your advantages? Three: do you make plans and frequently flake or cancel them? I feel called out. Do you feel like you lack purpose? And this could be, you know, life purpose, you know, dharma, or, you know, it could be something more micro where maybe your overall purpose in life is clear, but you don't feel clear on the next steps you're meant to take. So if you've answered yes to any of those, and this one maybe more so than some of the other chakras we've covered so far, I believe most people will find that their solar plexus needs some work, needs some love, needs some attention, and needs it on a consistent basis. The chakra is like, it's about our identity and our ability to self-regulate and self-discipline. So it's a big one. And no surprise, it needs a lot of continuing supportive balancing loving action. So, hopping over to crystals and gemstones for working with the solar plexus chakra. So you're going to think like Yellowstone, so citrine, imperial topaz, orange calcite, tiger's eye, yellow jasper, and lemon quartz. And again, when you're working with crystals, depending on the crystal, you can infuse them in water, you can make moon water, you can carry them in your purse, in your pocket, even in your bra. For some, they find it helpful to sleep with a certain crystal under their pillow. And others, you know, like me, we use them a lot for meditation. So I will often place the crystal I'm working with directly over the chakra. And if you're not, you know, you don't have an extensive crystal collection, you're not interested in building an extensive crystal collection, just buy a chakra kit. It's very simple. 7 stones, 7 chakras, and you always will have the one you need for whatever chakra you're working on. I will link in the show notes a place that I love to get my chakra stones from, and maybe you will too. So, essential oils, aka aromatherapy. So we're thinking grapefruit, juniper, lemon, lemongrass, mandarin, rosemary, and spearmint. So grapefruit and spearmint are one of my favorite aromatherapy combos. You know, my family hates it, but I love it, and it always gets me, you know, into that solar plexus mood, that that confident, ready to take action, you know, kind of feeling. It's like a mood booster in that way. And also, the mantra and seed syllable for the solar plexus is Ram. So we have the root chakra, which is Lam. We have the sacral, which is Vam. And we have the solar plexus now, which is Ram, spelled R-A-M. And the associated musical note is E. And now, let's dive into foods. So, the color associated with the solar plexus chakra is yellow. And when you think of foods for this chakra, think naturally occurring yellow foods and complex carbohydrates and whole grains. So for fruits and vegetables, we're looking at bananas, pineapple, corn, lemons, yellow bell peppers, yellow curry. Carbs and grains, think oats, brown rice, spelt, rye, farro, beans, vegetables, and sprouted grains. And then for herbs and spices, chamomile, sage, thyme, rosemary, ginger, and turmeric. And what I love about this is, so I will often, if not once a day, at least 3 to 4 times a week, will just fill up a large glass of water. I like my water cold, and I will throw in some fresh sage. So not only is it like pretty, but it's just a cool way to like get the benefits from the sage outside of cooking while hydrating. Adding stuff to my water is one of my favorite ways to get these healing and high vibration properties from foods, especially herbs and teas. Because that's all tea is, right? It's, you know, an herb steeped in water. And so whether it's sage or mint, or even, you know, looking at this list, we can do a pineapple water, we can do a lemon water with sage. Pineapple and ginger could be really awesome together. And then at night, like, have a cup of chamomile tea or any other super relaxing caffeine-free type tea. And there you have it, guys. Like, now that we're getting into swing of this, this is getting easy. The solar plexus, you know, it's our third chakra, our second chakra of matter. And it's basically like almost our midway point. So the next episode, when I come back tomorrow, we'll be talking all things heart chakra, which is really the halfway point. But what I really like about working with the solar plexus chakra is that it gets us in such a place of confidence and power and openness to taking inspired action, that any resistance you've had up until this point working with your chakras, you're probably not going to notice it. Because once we can get past the solar plexus, I have found that chakras 4 through 6 become, you know, we're just at this point in the game, we're more open, we're ready to receive, and that makes doing any kind of healing work or energetic work just that much more powerful. So that's it, guys. That's all I got for you today. If you are liking what you are hearing, please rate and review this podcast. If you really like what we're doing over here at Soulfully Spiritual, go ahead and subscribe. We'd love to have you. And get over into my Facebook group. Link will be in the show notes, because we have so many amazing things planned for the rest of 2020 and beyond, and I would hate for you to miss out. If Facebook is not your thing, no big deal. It happens. Not my jam either, but I do love me a group. So for those of you who aren't, you know, Facebook junkies, follow me on Instagram at Soulfully Spiritual, and I will do my best to try and get, you know, as much of the live, like, video training stuff that we do in the group that's really fun over onto Instagram so you can participate as well. All right, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about the heart chakra.